USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In his first interview since being named the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden stated that despite the fact that a number of states have reopened, he would completely shut down the country if the flu and coronavirus combined to make it a worse situation.
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives, because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
In ABC's 2020 interview, Joe Biden also discussed his motives for choosing a woman of color as his running mate, stating that he did not feel any pressure to select a black woman. Biden said, although the two come from very different backgrounds with vastly different experiences, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are aligned on principles. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
American students accustomed to easy access to Canadian campuses are now facing unprecedented obstacles to continuing their education as the nation's borders remain all but closed due to COVID-19. Visas that were once processed in a week are now taking months to secure. Students have been asked to prove that their physical presence is essential, no matter that campuses and dormitories are open as learning shifts online. The impending school year creates a conundrum for the Canadian government and for some 500,000 international college students. Canada's international student policies are not far from those of the Trump administration, which originally planned to deport foreign students whose courses were fully online this fall. The House Ways and Means Committee issued a scathing report accusing the Trump administration of intentionally harming LGBTQ Americans and violating a congressional mandate to act in the best interest of children by permitting South Carolina's adoption and foster care agencies to turn away same-sex prospective parents. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One of Vladimir Putin's biggest critics is believed to have been poisoned, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. Doctors believe he was poisoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. Go to DonateLife.org to get more information on how to become an organ donor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.